Welcome back to Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Welcome back to Real Gospel. My name is the X-Man, and I'm honored to have with me as my very special guests, Michael David Harrison and Lady Beverly Crawford Todd. And we were in the middle of a very funny story. And so we're going to pick back up right where we left off. The Uber, the restaurant, y'all are meeting. Lady Crawford, take it away.
It was hilarious because it was literally right across the street. And so Todd was thinking a block because, you know, he was thinking New York block.
Oh, yeah.
Take you New York block,
block.
Know you're going to walk. So that was on his mind. Oh, my God. Where are we going to be walking? What is this boy talking? He's coming. It was hot, too. Where is he taking us? But, man, when we found out that it was right, it wasn't even a block. It was really like you could throw a rock and hit the hotel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
I had to do a live video of it because it was so funny. If you get a chance and you go look down, I think you'll see that video of me that I'd done a past time. Everybody was dying laughing because it was so funny to know that we were right there. And I think after that, it made our friendship just more tight. And then, then to top it off, the restaurant he picked was incredibly good. So, and we food connoisseurs, so it was so awesome. Then we walked back to the hotel.
Wow.
And look, and had to cross, guess what? Crawford Street.
Wow. Yeah, that was crazy.
Wow.
But I tell you, I took that as a confirmation that the relationship that we have with Mike was going to be a blessing. And I took that as a confirmation, too, that God had not forgotten about us and that he was blessing both of our ministries.
Yeah,
because,
absolutely.
You know, we're in a pandemic. So it really has shut all our businesses basically down as far as entertainment. So for God to still work in the midst of the pandemic and still cause him to be able to put out a song at this time is a perfect time that God will pick you back up.
Yes,
oh,
he
my
will.
God.
Yes, he will.
And I started singing those songs in that studio.
Yes.
I'm going to be honest with you. They had to stop me a couple times because I had got caught up.
Oh, yeah.
I almost forgot about the other verses he had in that song. I'm seriously, because I was like, he'll pick you back. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But I'm telling you, the response that I have heard from other people, how it has already blessed them. And I just can't wait to see where God is getting ready to take it even farther.
Amen. He's blessing me with this interview. Just listening to the story, I feel like he's already picked me back up, you know?
Yeah.
You know? Awesome.
Listen,
you know, and I was going to tell you, I have to give a shout out to my former church there, Born Again Church,
yes,
with the Hockets. Amen.
Bishop Hockett. Yes.
Yeah, Bishop Hockett. They're such a blessing. They've been a blessing to me and my ministry. They covered us. And what a wonderful church.
Yes.
And I thought I'd give a shout out to them. I love them, Pastor Kitty and all of them there. Mm-hmm. It's just and to Demetrius Alexander,
because mm-hmm.
She helped form my career. And so I'm so grateful for these wonderful people.
Amen. And he's a tremendous, you know, he's been writing plays for the past couple of years. And they have been tremendous. Yes.
Yeah. He's so gifted in that.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we begin to wrap up this interview, I just want to say that is there any advice you can give? You talked about, you know, businesses being hurt due to COVID, and I know that you're in Florida and Brother Michael, you're in Texas. So what advice can you give, you know, just people in general as we begin to try to pull out of this this pandemic and we begin to get these vaccines and try to get things moving forward? Just, you know, you could talk about how it's affected you and your ministry and your businesses, but just sort of weave all that in so we can bless some people.
Okay. You want me to go first?
Sure. Yes.
Okay. I just want to encourage them. First of all, me and Pastor Todd just had our first shot, our first vaccine. And,
congratulations.
We'll be getting the next one in a couple of weeks. And so I want to first encourage our people, especially African-Americans, to please get the vaccine. I know you've heard so many stories and so many things. Yes, we did have a sore arm, and it may have a little things that may happen, but listen, I tell people, get it, because we want to save lives. We want to be able to go back to work at fully, especially about entertainers, you know, and people in ministry, so we can be able to gather together again and fellowship again. Please, when that vaccine comes available to you, please get it. I tell people all the time, my doctor and one of my friends told me, take 2 Tylenol before you get the shot, and it will help you out. And so did 2 hours before I got it, and it did help me. I had a little sore arm, but I'm fine now. But to encourage them, and to encourage them about your business, don't give up. Take this opportunity with Facebook and Instagram. Some people have never been on, but Facebook and Instagram and Twitter has caused them to come aboard, because we can't do a full fellowship with each other. But this is a good way to connect. It's a good way to do. We do our services. We do our church services on social media. We get on here and encourage each other. So there's a lot of ways to still keep people informed, even though you may not can get out and go to their churches. A lot of people, and people, just because you're getting on, saying, wow, I want to help them because I know they're not working and they can't fly places or go where they need to go. A lot of people are helping, sending seeds. Hey, I want to plant a seed. Or they'll allow you to get work through virtual concerts or virtual ministries. And so that's what we've been doing a whole lot of. And but just to stay connected and out there, people are still doing that product through the social media. So if you're not on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, get on there so you can stay connected with your people until everything opens back up again. And but I encourage you, please go get that vaccine, and please encourage each other, because there's a lot of music ministries and musicians and singers feel down right now because they can't get out and do what they would normally do, or feeling hurt because they're not there, you know. And then too, don't be afraid to take a little pay cut, what you would normally charge if you went out there doing it. Don't be afraid to take a little pay cut, because at least it's something that's coming in when people say, hey, I want to, I'll pay you this much, or I'll give you a little offering for this. Take it, because right now you're not getting anything. So put in mind to say, hey, I'm going to have to cut my price a little bit until we get back out here full, but at least it's something that will help you take you through this pandemic.
Amen. Brother Michael?
Awesome. Well, I just know that with this COVID situation, what keeps resonating in my spirit is that this too shall pass. You know, it's only temporary. And so in the meantime, I want to encourage the people to, you know, pursue your gift. Don't sit on it. Don't just, you know, feel like the world's come to an end and there's nothing you can do. No, keep working at it. Keep trying. Keep striving. What I did not share is I can't sing and I don't play, but God has given me the ability to write songs. And you just have to have that sort of tenacity to keep at it. Because actually, Lady Crawford was not the first artist I approached. There were several artists I approached. And like she shared earlier, you know, some of them just kind of look at you like, you just started, and I don't know, you know, and won't even give you the time of day. But even in rejection, you still got to keep pressing forward and keep moving on, because that no might just be not yet. Not no ever, but just not yet, or not with this person. Mm. And so I just want to encourage, you know, artists to continue to move forward, continue to, you know, work the gift. Don't sit on it, but not give up in the process.
Amen.
You know what? Can I add something to it?
Sure.
Mike said, don't give up. Start writing. You know, you've been waiting, had the opportunity to write your book. Go ahead and write that book. That's what me and Pastor Todd did. We finally finished our book, getting ready to publish it.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and write your music or plays. A lot of my friends saying now they're able to write their plays and create things that they haven't been able to do to keep themselves occupied. So I want to add that to it.
Amen. And Brother Michael, I'm pretty sure right now there's some folk checking their inbox and seeing your name and then looking at the charts and going,
can I share this?
Yes.
This is a true story. So, you know, when word got out that I had Beverly Crawford on my project, all of a sudden my stock value just went through the roof. In the industry, and I specifically had an artist who I had, you know, had reached out to for another song, and 6 months later she sends me an email and is like, oh yes, I'm interested, I'm ready.
Like it never happened before, right? Like
exactly. But the funny thing was I had already had another artist sing and record the song as well, so you know, like I said, don't give up, just keep pushing, keep moving ahead.
Amen. I appreciate that. As we close up this interview, where can the listeners find out more about you all? How can they pick up the music and how can they reach you?
So the music is available on all digital outlets, Spotify, YouTube, iTunes. And then I'm also on social media. I'm on Facebook. This is my full name, Michael David Harrison, or Instagram at Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Wrote, W-R-O-T-E, it, at Michael Wrote It. That's pretty much it for me. Lady Crawford.
Yeah, and I just want to encourage everybody. Y'all know Pastor Todd, that manager, had jumped in. He was saying, did y'all say where they can go pick up his song from? But yes, I want to encourage all of you to go get this song. He will pick you back up. On, like you said, on iTunes, wherever you buy your music from, or downloading on Spotify, wherever, and it will bless you. I'm telling you right now. I just warn you, you might, if you're driving in the car, you might have to pull over. It's gonna bless your spirit, and I tell everybody to just continue to encourage each other and to help buy music. You know, download. That's how you support. And I'm telling you, you don't never know. You may be working on something, and God will bless you because you blessed Brother Michael with his song and his music. They can always pick up my music on the same way on social media. It's out there wherever you buy your music from. And I'm working on a new song now, in the studio working on it now. So I have the new music coming up very soon. And we're getting ready to release the book real soon. So I'm excited about it. And I'm always on Facebook, Beverly Crawford the Singer. On Instagram, Beverly Crawford the Singer. And on Twitter, Beverly Crawford. So,
amen. Amen. And listen, if a person can fall off stage and still keep praising God, listening to the song, then you know that this is a hot song and that y'all should go pick it up. The one and only Michael David Harrison and Lady Beverly Crawford Todd, thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's time for the Real Flashback Song of the Hour, and this hour it comes from the Colorado Mass Choir with I Still Have Joy. This is Real Gospel.
Through the storm and the rain,
through the heartaches.
But early in the morning, everything is gonna be alright. I still have your you see, it was down through the years. You know.
The Colorado Mass Choir gave us our real flashback song of the hour, and normally we have a little more music in these segments, but you know I gotta take my hats off to the dynamic duo Michael David Harrison and Lady Beverly Crawford Todd. Thank you so much for spending time with us on Real Gospel, and if you missed that interview, go to my podcast right now, Real Gospel with the X-Man.com, and click on episodes.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.
This past year has been hard for so many people for so many reasons. Some of us have lost loved ones, lost jobs, and even lost our homes. But San Franklin reminds us that through it all, we can still choose to be free. Scripture says, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And no one exalts the word of the Lord through music like San Franklin. 15 songs of praise, worship, and magnifying an almighty God.
I'm not asking much for what's foreign to have.
The Free Project by San Franklin. Available now at Amazon Music, iTunes, and on all digital outlets.
God wants to live.